You're listening to SBS News. Speaking at a business breakfast in Perth, Bill Shorten says the latest figures don't augur well for the Australian economy.
When wages are moving more, they've got to be modest, but meaningful. They've got to be within an industry or a business's capacity to pay, of course. Then all of a sudden we have become a more confident society. The fact that last quarter we had 0% inflation is not healthy. An anorexic economy is not the shape of a healthy economy.
But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the low inflation figures actually mean real wages are increasing.
Wages and labour market competition is particularly strong in some sectors like education and health and social services. But we've seen wages growth at just 2% in the construction sector, which is important because it underlines that this is the worst possible time for Labor's housing tax. A housing tax which the Master Builders Association have said would lead to 32,000 jobs, fewer jobs, and 42,000 fewer homes being built.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison spent the day in Victorian marginal seats. He campaigned in the seat of Corangamite with local member Sarah Henderson, who's in danger of losing her place in Parliament because the seat is now notionally Labor after its boundaries were redrawn. Mr Morrison then spent time in Wangaratta in northeast Victoria in the seat of Indi. It's been held since 2013 by independent Cathy McGowan, who's retiring and now backing independent hopeful Dr Helen Haynes to take her place. Dr Haynes's challengers are the Nationals' Mark Byatt, Labor's Eric Kerr and the Liberals' Steve Martin. While campaigning with Steve Martin, Scott Morrison warned that voting for independent candidates has its dangers.
I've been around the Parliament a while. Every time I've seen independents come into the Parliament, you just never know what you're going to get. And the locals never know what they're going to get. And what we need at the moment is that certainty. And that's why voting for Steve Martin and Indi, you can get that certainty on the economy, on services, on keeping Australians safe and our borders secure, and ensuring that towns like Wangaratta and right across the Indi electorate can go forward with confidence about their jobs and the value of their home. Labor's higher taxes, Labor's retiree tax. You can't count on the independents to stop these things. You can only count on Steve Martin, the Liberal candidate for Indi.
Another issue canvassed today is Australia's failure to close the health and life expectancy gap between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders and their non-Indigenous counterparts. Despite more than a decade of work that began under the Rudd government in 2008, successive governments have failed to make much progress. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Australia is capable of closing the gap.
I'm not going to be so arrogant to say as that I will close the gap or I will achieve a particular outcome. But I do think our first Australians should be referred to in our constitution. For example, if we were writing the constitution today, which of course we can't, but if we were, we'd talk about our first Australians, wouldn't we? So I think that it is an important issue. We want to have truth-telling. I'm open to a voice. I'm open to a process which would see proper reconciliation in this country. We've tried everything else with our first Australians. We've tried telling them what to do. We've tried taking their kids away from them. We've tried chucking them into jail. We've tried interventions. We've tried paternalism. I've got a new plan. I'm going to try partnership.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.